in the bus tanks. You read your lines to let Trevor in? Never missed a cue. They came back too. You forgot the words. Seemed to change, you fool. You acted strange. He said, why? I never know. Why ever did it? Honey, who am I talking to? You lied.
Well, hello.
I had no cause to doubt you. But I think one river, nothing on hearing your lies.
You can suck this.
And you go on living without you.
You are incredibly immature.
And the stage is bare. And I'm standing.
What are you, a moron?
Without any hair.
Shut the F up.
You will come back to me.
Are you a drunk?
How the heck was
it? You gonna try to do that with me?
Elvis Presley died today at Baptist Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Presley was 42 years old. He parlayed a $4 visit to a recording studio into a multi-million dollar career. He was rushed to the hospital late this afternoon, suffering from what officials say was respiratory distress. He'd been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and for eye problems. His musical style and his showmanship kept teenage girls sighing and swooning in the late 1950s.
Elvis, there's a story I have to tell to the world that's never been told before. Elvis, one rainy, hot summer night here in Nashville about 7 or 8 years ago, what you did for me will always be a part of my life forever, as you will be for millions. You see, I was sitting on the back steps of RCA's Studio B that hot summer night, I guess trying to get out of the rain, not knowing it was you inside the studio recording. When some man opened the door and I stood up, and he asked me if I would go after some candy bars. I guess maybe he thought I worked there as a cleanup boy or something, but I really didn't. When I got back to the studio door, the candy bars in the paper bag was wet, and so was I. You see, I hadn't had a car for about 6 years. I knocked on the door, and the same man let me in. Then I heard a voice ask that I bring the candy bars into the studio. When I saw it was you that I got the candy bars for, I became very weak all over. I guess it was too much for a poor boy and a nobody like me to be bringing candy bars to a king like you. I remember you asked me my name and shook my hand and thanked me. And then you reached in your pocket and gave me a $20 bill and said, here, I want you to have this. Never did know it, Elvis. But that $20 bill, I guess, in a big way, saved my life. You see, I've been sleeping in the back of an old wrecked station wagon, just up from the studio, for about 11 days, with only change in my pocket. And to be honest, I really hadn't eaten for almost 2 days. I never did see you again after that, but I want the whole world to know, if they don't already, the many little and big things you did for many people, such as myself.
Shut the F up.
Elvis, I only wish I could have the chance again.
You are in denial.
To that same little store in the rain.
idiot.
Some more candy bars.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny. When are you coming over so I can F you?
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. If you believe polio is beaten, I ask you to listen.
Remember me.
Now, that's the voice of thousands who know the fight against polio is just as tough as it ever was.
Uh-huh.
They're crippled, and the Salk vaccine can't help them recover.
Uh-huh.
But you can.
He's mentally retarded.
Remember polio victims. Join the 1957 March of Dimes today. Now, here's a song.
Bag, let's start the show, right?
Dr. Geronimo.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Mike O'Mara.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Buzz Calhoun.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Rob Spiewak.
We don't want the Irish.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger.
Take them beans!
Doc and Mike.
Hey, everybody! We're all gonna get laid!
The Doc and Mike Show.
You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty act. Leg her down or smack 'em, yak 'em. Oh, got to be.